Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
My friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So, energy. Yes, energy. Now, there's an energy to the word energy, right? Which brings up a lot of energy. So, that's really what we're going to be talking about tonight. What is energy? Now, there's a variety of different definitions to it. There's ways to describe it. There's so many aspects to energy. And a lot of times we use that word so freely, we may not even know what we're referring to. So we're going to explore that. And we're also going to look at the possibility following energy. So following your energy, about being the energy, and really about receiving the energy that would contribute to your life and living. And are you using your energy in a way that will generate and create something greater? So, what does that mean to you? And what does energy and following the energy mean? So, we're going to start with looking at some definitions of what energy is. And the first one I'm going to share with you is, energy is the ability and strength to do active and physical things and the feeling that you are full of physical power and life. Other definition, energy is determination and enthusiasm about doing things. Okay, so here's the third definition. Energies are the efforts and attention that you can direct toward a particular aim. And now the final definition I'm going to share with you is energy is the power from sources such as electricity and coal that makes machines work or provides heat. Now for the purpose of this show, we're really going to use each of those definitions and everything they bring in because there's an energy to each of those. And we're really looking at the energy, of being the energy, following the energy, and receiving the energy. So it really includes everything and anything, which is so exciting to me. And it really is a cool thing to be with. So there's a space to it. There's a charge to it. And we can really get a read on what energy is, and we can gauge it. And I know I've referred to this on the show about getting a read, like a light or heavy on something. Well, what we're doing with that is really looking at, is this a light or heavy energy? So I'm so looking forward to exploring this area with you tonight. And the guests that we're going to have on, she and I are going to speak to this as well. But before we do that, I'm going to share with you a guided exercise like we've done before, so that we can really get clear on energy and anywhere that it may be blocking you, so that you can receive everything you can from the show related to energy. Since energy is everywhere and we live off energy, and it's really about being in the energy and allowing our bodies to receive it and clear things that we would like to clear based on anything that's not working for us. So with that, what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you close your eyes. Now, if that's not available to you, if you are driving or doing something that won't allow you to do that. That's perfectly fine. Just tune into my voice and follow the energy. Couldn't resist that. And allow yourself just to receive it any way you can. However, if it is possible for you to close your eyes, go ahead and do that now, aiming to clear all the energy from the energy. So anywhere you've been refusing to follow the energy of your life. Now, some of this information I'm going to be sharing with you in this guided exercise comes from an amazing system called Access Consciousness. So I'm going to have you go ahead and close your eyes and bring your attention to your breathing now. And just notice your breathing and tune in to your space and your awareness of energy and energy flow. So, words create, words have vibrations. Every word is translatable. Words create certain energies, and energy is the first language that we actually have in our space to receive. So some words have a lower vibration, a lower energy to them that do not contribute to your energy flows and may very well block you from effectively following the energy in your life. So if at all possible, it is about limiting and or eliminating the following words from your vocabulary. The first word is why. Why always brings us around to the beginning of our circle of whatever we're thinking. And it oftentimes keeps us stuck in a cognitive loop that if we even get to the answer, we're lucky to why. And it really does not give us the information we're requiring in order to get that situation resolved. Now, another word is try. Try is the pretense that you are going to attempt something when you have no intention of doing it. Another word is need. Need is always the feeling of not enough. Need always leads to greed. You try to hold on to what you have for fear that there will never be any more. And need really sets us up for neediness, which is a dependency of something or someone outside of us that we end up making more important, and then it puts us at the limitation of ourselves and of the energy of receiving. Now, another word is want. Now, want has 27 definitions, which mean lack. Want means to lack. And there's only one definition out of those 27 definitions, which means to desire. So only one of those definitions means desire, heavy space, since we're looking to create things that we desire. Another word is but. But is always the counter to what we have just said. We have just undid what we have said when we use the word but. So that actually limits us in creating what it is we're actually looking to generate and create when we use the word but. Another word is never. Never is the external and perpetual limitation and cannot truly exist. So never, never exists. So how many limiting thoughts, feelings, and emotions are you using to keep the why, try, need, want, but, and never as your reality are you choosing? So everything that is, would you like to clear that now? Take a nice deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. Thank you. Everything that we are not happy with, we create. We create it through our thoughts, feelings, emotions, and through our spoken words. So everything that is, would you like to clear that now? Take a deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. Thank you. Wow. So, what would it be like to use words that vibrate from a higher frequency? Words such as what, how, know, be, perceive, receive, aware, allow, gratitude, choice, generate, create, question, possibility, contribution. And that's just to name a few. So anything and everything that won't allow for that, for the use of words to come to you, the higher frequency words, anything that won't allow for that to come through with total ease. Would you like to clear that now? Take a deep breath in and release it all on the exhale. Wow, thank you. So go ahead now and open your eyes. And what do you notice? What are you aware of now? And what if you were to write down any awareness you received regarding energy, regarding words and energy flow? An awareness list of sorts from which you can be with and add to as new knowings come through. So be with that this week, and I'll look forward to hearing what that's like for you. So now, as I've said numerous times before, this is my part of the show, and this is where I bring on the live guests. And I would like to formally introduce to you my guest, Sylvia Remington. Now, Sylvia is an Access Consciousness BARS facilitator, Stepping into You facilitator, empath, adventurer, light worker, author, artist, and dancer. She has found that by following the energy, so many possibilities can be created in one's world, no matter from where one is starting their journey. She also loves creating acts of kindness, dance, social experiments, and so much more. And for more information on Sylvia, you can find her information here on this blog radio page, her email and her website. But for now, without further ado, I would love to bring Sylvia on the show. Welcome, Sylvia.
Hi. Thank you for having me. Yay.
Oh, I'm so excited that you're here.
Woo. Yes, I am too. I love what you just said. I have this, from your exercise, I have this spaciousness and ease, and just, I just feel really wonderful after hearing those really expansive words. And I just love what you said about, you know, energy, like the energy is one of those definitions about the enthusiasm of doing things. That's so beautiful.
Mm.
So thank you for that. I got a lot out of that. It was wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. And the energy that I'm sensing right now, it's just like I sense you and I were talking before the show, like vibrationally, it's like whoo, all over the place. And I'm just aware of how some of the energy, like you refer to it as, it's exciting and generative. And so I'm so excited to start this conversation with you and I about energy.
Yes. Yes.
So is there anything that you would like to start with that you're aware of regarding that, and anything that you're noticing even in this moment on the energy of it all?
Yeah, sure. That would be wonderful. Well, I have a lot of energy. It's really cool. Every time you would say energy, I would feel it coming through my body. And I guess the thing, what I would love to start with is just that, for me personally, I mean, now I have so much energy, but about, I would say 5 or 6 years ago, I was in this state where I really felt depressed and a very kind of heavy, low vibration energy. And I remember asking, like, okay, I remember kind of having a conversation with myself and the universe and saying, okay, there's got to be more than this. Because I had been, experienced a lot of depression through my life, and this whole thing of
having the energy speak to you and following those things that are more expansive and light started yes. shifting all this. And what I mean by that, and I'll just say a real specific thing, is so I was in that place and I just felt very contracted, not very happy. And I just said, okay, so what else is possible? I was, I said something to that effect. And mm-hmm. I was scrolling through my emails at home, and there was just one email, I get a lot of junk email, that just kind of popped, that was like, mm-hmm. open this email. And normally I would just not open an email, and it was a radio show with this guy, Dane Heer of Access Consciousness, talking about mm-hmm. possibilities. Mm-hmm. I just have to mention just that thing of just when those things pop, and we're like, oh, for some reason I'm supposed to open this and listen to this, it started changing the trajectory of everything. And so,
wow.
Yeah. So. And I can say more too.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll jump in for just a second, because it really does speak to you following in that moment something that you became aware of that you didn't know that was there before. And there was like this nudge. And I'm wondering, that's at times how we receive the energy, be it from the universe, from things around us that are generative and creative. And as we honor that and choose that, you're aware of like, wow, in that moment, it was a game changer. And it truly changed all aspects of your living and in your world. And that's really what yes. we're speaking to when we're tuning into something beyond what we can even see. There is that vibration that if we're open to receiving it, can come in the least way possible, in the way we didn't expect it, and you couldn't have planned that, and yet you followed it anyway. So I want to just acknowledge that, and it's like, wow. It's like hard to put words to it, but at the same time, the words are just like, just vibrating in terms of everything that you're speaking to on that.
Yes. And a lot of times it comes in terms of a whisper. You know, it's not like somebody there was a big sign that said, open this email. You know, it was more just like, oh, you know, it wasn't like somebody is yelling at me, like, why aren't you opening your emails? It was just this little thing, like, for some reason I'm supposed to open that. And and then I ended up taking some classes. I had no idea I had a capacity with energy. I had no idea I was aware. I had no idea I was an empath. Like, I had no idea. And it opened up this whole, like, all these possibilities. And I started choosing different things. And I started realizing, my life isn't stuck. So, yeah. What were you saying?
Yeah, and I'm wondering about what you were picking up on before was the depressive energy. And when we're in depression, a lot of times what we're doing is picking up other vibrations around us and then sticking ourselves with it, especially if, you know, at a young age you were surrounded by someone that was depressed. A lot of us who are mm-hmm. very much energy beings will aim to heal others by pulling the depression out of them and then sticking ourselves with it as little ones. Then what that can happen later in life, that frequency shows back up, and then we're triggered to experience depression. So it sounds like you were always this energetic being. It was just energies mm-hmm. being used against you. You didn't even know it.
Exactly.
And once you started generating and directing your energy, it started to shift.
Exactly. And yeah, that's exactly what I found. That's brilliant what you said. And, you know, even so we're in the holiday season for some people. I mean, some people are like, forget that. I'm not doing it. But, you know, even in holiday season, there's so many people that are stressed. And sometimes you might even ask yourself, like, is any of this stuff mine? Like, because a lot of people get depressed during the holidays and all of that. And you know, what if that, like what you were saying, what if none of that isn't? Is yours either. It's just like an awareness of people around you. I just love what you said.
Yeah. You know, well, and I agree with you too. And what's really cool, and you mentioned it, and with Dr. Dane and with these tools that we've speak to quite often with Access, is that they're very much about clearing energy, clearing a space from which then we can have more questions, choice, and possibilities and contribution available to us when we have a space within that. And that's a clear space of energy that will allow us to access things in a way that we haven't found possible before. At least that's my awareness on it. And it sounds like that's what you're also tapping into as well, Sylvia.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Yes. You know, I was, when you were earlier just talking about following the energy, and it almost is like following an intuition. I was just reminded of last year this time, and some of the, you know, the whispers we get, it might not be like the biggest deal, like changing a job or, you know, going to a class or something. But I had this whisper right around the holidays, and I was like, I just kind of asked the universe, what can I, like, how can I be more of a contribution this holiday season? Like, what do people require? And I just had this almost like this thought of, okay, this is totally crazy. However, go to this street corner, hold a sign that says you are amazing when there's traffic driving by and see what happens. And it, you know, I was nervous. I was like, am I going to look homeless? What's going to happen? and but I, you know, but I was like, for some reason, when, you know, when I look at the energy and there's this lightness and expansiveness and what you were talking about earlier, you know, that which is light. So I went to this corner and I held a sign, and sometimes you don't know what the effect you'll have, but I did see people drive up like hunched over. And then as the people that actually read the sign, you know, I saw them straighten up and just kind of smile. One lady just handed me money. She thought I was just, you know, some homeless person, which was fine, but like, it was really cool. And then I just said to her, I was like, oh no, I'm not taking money. It's just wanted to let you know you're amazing. And she was like, what? But even things like that can change the energy. So it just reminded me of that, you know, since we're in the holiday season and stuff. And
that is so beautiful. And wow. And I really have no words for that. So the energy is like so off the charts. I don't even have ways to articulate it, which kind of brings in that whole space where, like you were speaking of the whisper, which I truly love too, where there's just this little bit of a whisper that comes in. And then there's this other side, maybe of whatever I'm picking up right now, that it's so overwhelmingly beautiful that there's no words to it as well, because it speaks to really what that guided exercise was showing up with. And that is, words. And a lot of times energy is really our first language that words can't capture. And that if we're just following that space of being the energy and being, there may be no words, because words can actually limit energy. So as you were following that and contributing to the people and just showing up with that sign, it was the energy that you be that you were there with, that even though there was words on that sign, there was also this just, I sense like this exponential space of just showing up that people were receiving. They were receiving it through your words, but it was much greater than that. And that's just, wow, it's so beautiful, really.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and these are things we can all, you know, do. I mean, we all have awareness and of the energy. And I love what you said, like I'm repeating myself, but, you know, this thing of light and light energies and heavy energies, and oftentimes that light energy is what's true for you and what will expand your universe and will create more like fun and joy in the future. And then, you know, if you're like, I'm just going to follow this contractive energy, that might create more of that. And so, you know, I just love this. I've always, through just doing like the body of work I've been doing and just learning and choosing, I'm really, it's kind of fun to play with it, like even asking questions of the universe or even of myself. And like, I remember a couple years ago, and these are just kind of things that are popping right now. A couple years ago, I was like, why not? exactly. Oh yeah. Energy. Ow. I'm a part dog. No, I'm just no. No, that's funny. No, so I remember asking, so I have a few different jobs and I also work in retail, and I remember asking like, okay, how can I create, or like, what would it take to create more streams of income? And I was working at this retail job as a cashier, and the funniest thing happened. And it's this thing of just like asking for that energy, and then sometimes it just comes to you. And so what happened was this gentleman, and I live in kind of a smaller town. It's not like I'm in a big city. This gentleman came through my line, and he was auditioning. He was somebody looking for people to come on the Wheel of Fortune. And I've been asking, like, what would it take to make more income streams? And he said, we're having an audition this weekend. And I had just canceled an event and was able to go to the audition. And what came of it, I didn't actually win money from the Wheel of Fortune, but what came of it is through doing the audition, I got a bigger sense of what I'd like to create in the world. And I was like, oh,
wow,
maybe I can go for that. And so it's like, even if the end result isn't like me being on Wheel of Fortune and making money directly that way, it gave me the awareness of what else, you know? And and it was fun to audition, even though it felt scary, but
yeah,
it was really fun, you know? And when I looked at the energy, it was really light. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it brings up the whole point of what, and bringing it back to that choice of light or heavy. And if you choose what's light for you and you were tuning into, will this generate and create something greater in your future? And even if you weren't asking that question, that's what you were actually doing, that you realized that even simply being on an audition for the Wheel of Fortune, it opened up another possibility, an energy there that wasn't available before, that you were able to access in a way that allowed you then to make other choices to create and generate a lighter future. So it's amazing how this works. Each thing contributes to the next, if it's creator of something greater or a creator of crap. You know, we could go either way.
Yes. I've done both.
Yes, absolutely. We all do. And so once we notice the crap come in, it's like, oh, okay, what else is possible? I could choose here that could actually generate and create something greater. And sometimes even when that heavy comes in, it's great information to know from which to then choose something else that wasn't there before if that heavy didn't show up. So it can actually open up for greater possibilities when we don't judge it as good or bad, when we just follow the energy as it is. So I sense that's exactly what you were doing. And what I'm so excited here,
yay,
it looks like we're going to have to finish up because I'm aware of time, which totally flew by. I
yes,
know.
Totally
isn't
did.
It amazing? Talk about, good thing I looked at the time because we could have talked beyond. but would you be willing to come back on, Sylvia? I would love to play more with the energy
it.
With you. And
yes,
there's so much
I would
more
love
to speak to on this. There really is. So, okay, awesome. Well, we'll definitely have you back on. And I'm so grateful that you were here and we're willing to speak to the energy and be the energy that you be. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for you. You're amazing.
thank you. You are too. So now this brings us to the question of the week, which really is apropos from what Sylvia and I were just speaking to. And the question of the week is, what energy are you refusing to follow, be, and receive that would change your life substantially? So what energy are you refusing to follow, be, and receive that would change your life substantially? Now, I'm going to, again, share this question in a post as well as on a picture quote so that you can access it. You can download it, upload it, whatever you need to do. You can put it on your phone. I will include the link on this radio page so that you can access it. So you'll notice that under all the descriptions at the bottom there. So be with that question this week and feel free to share it on my Facebook page or on Instagram or YouTube, wherever you would like to share it. You're welcome to share it. And wow. So now following the energy of the end of the show, let's just start by saying, I'm so excited that you were able to join us today, and I look forward to seeing you next time and having you on and join us, because next week is going to be a special show. I'm actually going to have Emma Jo Sharon on, who is my mother, on Christmas Eve. She's going to join and talk about her amazing space of being part of the Senior Olympic swimmer. And it's just going to be a good show, I can just tell. So please join us for that. And just know that this week, as each week, I have your back. And know that being you And the difference that you be is the difference this world requires. And I want to thank my guest, Sylvia Remington. Thank you so much for being here today. And I'm so grateful to be your host. And I look forward to seeing everyone next week. So again, go forth and be, perceive, know, and receive it, my friends. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. So take care for now.